In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the eighth and final Mishnah from the third Perek of Masechet Gittin, and then we'll start the fourth Perek. The Mishnah begins, HaManiach Peirot Liot Mafrish Aleim Trumot HaMasro. So in yesterday's Mishnah, we discussed the obligation of separating Trumot HaMasro from produce. So in this situation, what someone has done is they've left certain produce from which they will be able to separate from it for other produce. In other words, what one's able to do, let's say they have two piles of produce that are obligated to separate Trumot HaMasro from. What they can do is they can separate more from one to satisfy the requirement from another. So in this situation, they've left some produce that they're going to use in order for all the obligations of Trumas HaMasro to be separated from, to satisfy other produce. Similarly, if we've got Ma'ot Lot Mafrish Aleim Maaso Sheni, someone might set aside a pile of money and use that money to redeem Maaso Sheni as needed. So Maaso Sheni, if you recall, is the second tithe that is separated on the first, second, fourth and fifth years, and that produce is meant to be taken to Shalem and eaten there. However, what one can do in order to lighten the burden, they can transfer the Kedusha of Maaso Sheni, we learned about this previously, onto money and take that money to Shalem and ideally buy a korban, but also they can buy food and eat it there. So again, someone can set aside a certain sum of money, they can put it aside, and as they're going and separating Maaso Sheni as they go along, they'll be able to say, the Kedusha from this Maaso Sheni, its value is transferred onto a portion of that money that I've set aside. So Mishnah says, Mafrish Aleim Becheskat Shein Kayamim. What one can do is they can continue to keep separating or redeeming their Maaso Sheni, or separating Truma, from that pile that is not near them, under the assumption that it's still there. You don't have to be concerned that maybe it's the money's been stolen or the produce is, say, rotted, that they can continue doing so. What's interesting here is, just as a side point, if you remember, we've mentioned that really one can only separate min hakarov, meaning when you're doing hafrasha from one pile to satisfy another, it has to be in close proximity. So Kanti here cites one explanation, that it's the time where that requirement is relieved. For example, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov, when we're sort of pushed for time, that sort of considered a shat chak, this requirement of separating from min ha-mukaf is relieved. Another understanding is actually it's not talking about the situation at all, it's simply the first answer was Tosfos, this is, he's citing the answer of Rashi, this is really bidyevad, meaning if someone has done this, ideally we shouldn't be doing this at all, but if someone after the fact has done this, we say, nah, it's okay, you're running under the assumption that it's still all around. However, Mishnah says, im avdu, what if after you've been doing this arrangement, you've been separating Trumas and Master as you go along, and then you find out that this pile, this stockpile that you've been saying that the Trumas HaMasro is in that pile, is actually lost. All that money you've been saying, the Maaso Sheni, I'm redeeming it onto that money, that pile of money, is actually lost or stolen. What do you do then? So we say, Hareze Choshesh Me'et Le'et, Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, you only have to be machmir within a 24-hour period from actually noticing that it's lost. In other words, any produce it separates in the last 24 hours, you have to assume that that produce is tevel, or that produce that you said in Maaso Sheni and this kedusha transfer of the money, you have to say it effectively did not work. Only for 24 hours. However, Chachamim disagree. They say that really anything you've separated is really in a state of safek. We have a doubt because we don't know when this stockpile was lost, and therefore you have to separate Trumas and Maaso all over again for all these things that you've been relying on that stockpile for your hafrasha till now, mis safek, out of doubt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, comes to teach us another matter. It says, Beshlosha prakim, three times during the year, bodkin et hayayin. What they would do is they would check the wine, because once again, as we've explained, that you could mafrish more from, say, one barrel to satisfy another. However, the three times a year, Rabbi Yehuda said, they'd actually check the barrels of wine, because it was those times a year that the barrels are more susceptible to vinegarize, and you can't separate, say, from vinegar to satisfy the requirement of wine. So when are these? That's Bekadim Shel Motzei Chag. This is just after Sukkos when the east wind blows. Or Behotza'at Smadar. That's when the petals, during the development of the grapes, say, fall off, because it flowers first, and you start seeing the small berries develop. And the third time is Beshat Knisat Maim Baboser. This is in the unripe grapes when it starts to fill with moisture or juice. Let's now learn Mishnah Aleph in the fourth Perek. It says, Hashlech Get Liishto Vegia B'Sheliach. This someone sent he get to his wife by way of a shaliach holacha. And he happens to travel, and he runs into Ve'igia b'shaliach, and he runs into the shaliach. Or sheshalach acharav shaliach, or he sends another shaliach after the first shaliach. V'amar, he says, get shenatati lach. That get I gave you to take to my wife, batelhu. I'm annulling it. Mishnah says Hareza Batel. It's actually annulled. So what's a chiddush? What's a novelty here? The novelty is that you might think that since the husband wasn't sprinting after this first shaliach, he just happened to run into him. He's not really serious about Mavatel. He's just trying to cause his wife tsar, and it shouldn't be considered as a sincere annulment of the get. But Mishnah is saying, no, it's still batel. Similarly, kadam etzel ishto, let's say he sent the shaliach, but then happened to encounter his wife before the shaliach did. Or shashalach etzla shaliach. Or he sent another shaliach to her and said, v'amarla get shashalachti lich betelhu. The get that's on its way to you, I'm the batelet. Mishnah says, once again, hareze batel. In other words, we assume that he's not just trying to torment her, but rather the bittul, the annulment, is absolutely sincere. So, im, however, im shehigia haget le'adat, shuv eini yichol levatlo. If, however, the get has already reached her hand, so the shaliach that he sent has arrived and given her the get, then we shuv eini yichol levatlo. Then it's already too late. Even if we see the husband making efforts to try and get there first, doesn't matter, it's too late, the get's already reached her hands, and she is considered divorced, he has nothing he can do about it. Those are the Mishnah today.